Following the rapid warming late last week, an ice jam formed in the Saranac River that led to flooding of the Underwood Estates mobile home community in Plattsburgh. Plattsburgh Mayor Colin Reed says that while many homes could wind up uninhabitable, there may be no state or federal aid to turn to for help.
We have about 65, 70 homes down there, more than 200 residents. A lot of kids live down there as well. A number of employees at the university live down there. A third will probably be able to move into their homes again. A third will have to have a lot of rehabilitation. Pipes being replaced. We can't even get to them because of the cold weather and the high water mark. They're essentially in icebergs at this point, so that has to defrost and go away before we can even fix them. And a third were literally underwater. This count, about 25 homes, looks like they may be completely destroyed. So certainly short-term housing for everybody. Medium-term housing for another third, and long-term housing for a final third is what's necessary at this point. It's very tragic.
With the city's budget challenges, how does this complicate that?
I wouldn't be surprised if the bill for this to the city and just helping out in this moment of a need is might be in the six figures. This disaster, huge for the city of Plattsburgh, but relatively small for a very large state. FEMA aid is proportional to how big your state is. We're not eligible, apparently, for aid beyond the city's resources. Ironically enough, in Vermont, which is smaller, a smaller disaster would entitle them to aid, but it looks like the city may be on its own. Doesn't mean that state agencies are trying to help out in emergency response, etc., but it appears that the bills are coming to the city.
So no state funding that you can possibly get?
Not that we could put our finger on, and I keep asking about that, and it's not forthcoming, although I'm certainly very appreciative of all the help logistically and facilitation that the state and the county have provided.
Have you had any luck reaching the landlord?
I did talk to the owner last night. One of my most immediate concerns is that he takes care of, and this sounds rather mundane, the electrical inspections for that third that may be able to move back in the next few weeks. Before we can turn on electricity, we have to have each of those sites inspected. These are individuals that can't just write a $100 check. They're some of the poorest individuals in our area, and that's a burden. So I asked the landlord to please make sure he can take care of that need. There's going to be about 25 homes that are going to need electrical inspections. Obviously, all of this should be the landlord's responsibility. This is private property that we've had to go in and remedy and repair. But I don't know, I'm somewhat worried. A landlord who lives in California, who realizes he's got a mobile home park that's maybe only about one-third viable at this point. Any mobile home built before 1978 can't be moved from that location, and yet many of them are uninhabitable now and probably can't be repaired. What do you do?
Nearly 200 people were evacuated from Underwood Estates. Building inspectors were checking some of the homes this afternoon and allowing a few residents to return. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.